Bienvenue dans l'anglais pour les nuls. Nous avons inclus dans ce CD audio de nombreux exemples de conversations pour vous permettre de pratiquer l'anglais tel qu'on le parle. Ces conversations sont signalées dans les différents chapitres de l'ouvrage par une petite icône CD. Vous pourrez également retrouver la liste complète des pistes enregistrées en annexe D. Écoutez attentivement les dialogues qui suivent et répétez-les tout en essayant d'imiter les voix. Vous êtes prêts à commencer? C'est parti! Chapitre 1. Consonnes sourdes et sonores.
F. Fish. V. Very. K. Key. G. Get. P. Pen. B. Banana. S. Sit. Z. Zipper. T. Telephone. D. Delicious. Sh. Shave. J. Joke. F. Thank you. Th. Those.
Chapitre 1. Monsieur et Madame Abbott s'apprêtent à partir en vacances pour quelques jours. Ils essaient de décider quel bagage emporter pour le voyage.
I think we need 3 bags, but we have only these 2.
I thought about that, so I bought another bag on Thursday.
Thanks. There are so many things I want to bring.
Do you need all those shoes? 33 pairs.
Of course. They're absolutely essential.
Chapitre 1. Jordi et Austin, deux amis étudiants à la même université, se rendent dans un magasin de disques d'occasion.
I just bought a new sound system with a turntable.
Cool. Are you looking for some old records?
Definitely. I already have a small collection of rock and roll records, but I want more.
Personally, I prefer the early rhythm and blues. Do you like R&B?
Chapitre 3. Laurie arrive au travail et salue sa collègue, Becky.
Good morning, Becky.
Hi, Laurie. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but not great.
Oh, what's the matter?
I'm a little sick.
Chapitre 3. Josh va rencontrer ses amis Sid et JJ dans un café fréquenté par de jeunes gens. Il est accompagné de son ami Tony, qui habite dans une autre ville.
Hey, Sid and JJ.
Hi, what's up?
Do you guys know Tony? Tony, this is Sid.
Hey, Sid, how's it going?
Pretty good. You?
Not bad.
And this is JJ.
Hey, JJ, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. Having some coffee. Good to meet you.
Same here.
Chapitre 3. Vous séjournez dans une famille aux États-Unis. Considéré comme un membre de la famille, vous appelez vos hôtes comme s'ils étaient vos parents ou frères et sœurs. Sortant avec votre mère américaine, vous rencontrez une de vos amies.
Oh, hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Have you met my mom?
No, I haven't. Hi.
This is my mother, Karen. Mom, this is my friend, Claudia.
Hello, it's nice to meet you.
Hi, Claudia. Nice to meet you too.
Chapitre 3. Aaron inscrit son fils à l'école. Ils sont dans le bureau de l'école et parlent avec la réceptionniste qui leur pose quelques questions obligatoires.
Last name, please.
Bremer.
First name?
Aaron.
And your son's name?
AJ.
AJ?
Oh, sorry. That's short for Aaron Jr. His name is also Aaron Bremer.
I see. Then he was named after you.
Yes. But we call him AJ.
So you're Aaron and he's AJ.
Yes. But everyone just calls me Daddy.
Chapitre 4. Yang habite à Taïwan et il a prévu d'aller à San Francisco, en Californie. Il n'y est jamais allé. et il se renseigne sur le temps auprès d'un ami américain.
I'm going to San Francisco soon.
Great idea.
Have you ever been there?
Sure, it's a wonderful city.
What's the weather like?
Usually cold and windy.
Chapitre 4. Vous êtes assis dans un autobus quand une jeune fille, appelée Lindsay, monte et s'assoit sur le siège à côté de vous. Elle sourit et commence à vous parler.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice day, huh?
Yes, it is.
May I ask where you're from?
I'm from Strasbourg, France.
I've never been there.
Oh, you should go. It's a beautiful city.
Are you here on holiday?
No, I'm a student.
Me too. What are you studying?
Engineering. And you?
I'm a theatre major.
Oh, here's my stop.
It was nice talking to you.
Oh, same here.
Chapitre 5. Xavier cherche une librairie pour y acheter l'anglais pour les nuls et il veut ensuite aller à la plage pour se relaxer et lire son nouveau livre. Il arrête un passant.
Excuse me, can you help me?
I'll try.
I'm looking for a bookshop.
There is a great one on College Avenue.
Oh, good. How do I get there?
Go up this street one block and turn right on College Avenue.
Okay. One block, turn right.
Then go up College Avenue two blocks to River Road.
River Road?
Yes. The bookshop is on the corner. You can't miss it.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
Chapitre 5. Paul est à Hawaï pour la première fois et veut essayer de faire du surf, mais il n'a pas de planche de surf, ni aucune expérience d'ailleurs. Il demande à quelqu'un de l'aider à trouver une boutique de surf pour y acheter une planche.
Excuse me, is there a surf shop nearby?
There's one a few blocks away.
How do I get there?
Turn right at the intersection, then keep going. After the third light, you'll see the surf shop.
Is it on the right or the left side of the street?
The right, in the middle of the block.
Okay, thanks.
Chapitre 6. Valérie Dupont appelle son amie Lynn, mais c'est sa camarade de chambre qui répond.
Hello?
Hello, this is Valérie Dupont.
Excuse me?
This is Valérie Dupont. Valérie Dupont.
Oh yes, hello Valérie.
Is Lynn there?
No, but she'll be back this afternoon. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes, please ask her to call Valérie.
Okay.
My phone number is 423-9876.
Okay, I'll give her the message.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Chapitre 6. Esther, qui fait ses études aux États-Unis, est chez elle avec ses deux enfants dans l'appartement qu'ils ont loué quand le téléphone sonne.
Hello?
Hello. Is Corey home?
Excuse me?
Is Corey there?
Oh, there's no Corey here.
What number is this?
What number did you call?
I called 333-6789.
I think you dialed the wrong number.
Oh, sorry to bother you.
That's all right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Chapitre 7. Pierre attend son tour à la banque pour changer son argent en dollars US.
Next. What can I do for you today?
Do you exchange foreign currency?
Yes, some currencies. What do you have?
Euros. Can you exchange that?
Yes, I can. How much would you like?
I'd like to get $200. What's the exchange rate today?
1.218. How would you like your money? Are 50s okay?
Two 50s and the rest in 20s, please.
Okay. Here's your money and your receipt.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Chapitre 7. Jacqueline se trouve dans un magasin et se renseigne sur les formes de paiement acceptables.
Do you take credit cards?
Yes, Visa and MasterCard.
No Discover card?
No, I'm sorry.
Can I use my bank card?
Does it say Visa or MasterCard on it?
No, it doesn't.
I'm sorry, I can't accept it.
May I write a cheque?
Is it local?
No, it's from my bank in France.
I'm sorry, we only take local cheques.
Well, may I pay with cash?
Did you say cash? Of course, we always take cash.
Chapitre 8. Nettie Abbott appelle le bureau des réservations d'un hôtel pour faire une réservation pour elle-même et son mari, Charlie.
Madison Hotel, how can I help you?
Hello, I'd like to make a reservation for February the 9th and 10th.
How many adults will there be, ma'am?
Two.
Any children?
Oh my, no. Our children are grown.
Do you want a smoking or non-smoking room?
Non-smoking.
I can give you a room with a queen or king-size bed.
We'll take the king.
Okay. That room will be $85 per night.
That's fine.
I need a credit card number to hold your reservation.
Okay, here it is.
Chapitre 8. Un porteur de l'hôtel arrive pour porter les bagages de Nettie et Charlie dans leur chambre.
Are these your bags?
Yes, they're ours. This is my husband's bag, and these three are mine.
Be careful with hers, they're filled with her best shoes.
And be careful with his, they're filled with his favourite travel magazines.
No problem, I'll lift them onto my cart.
Your shoes!
Your magazines!
Oh! Ah! My back!
Chapitre 8. Nettie et Charlie sont restés deux nuits à l'hôtel et ont apprécié le restaurant et les autres services. Ils sont maintenant prêts à partir.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
We'd like to check out the name's Abbott.
What was your room number, sir?
Room 240.
Was everything all right?
Yes, it was very nice.
How would you like to pay?
By credit card. Do you take MasterCard?
Yes, we do.
May we leave our bags here for the day?
Chapitre 9. Vlada et son mari Mike, des Américains, veulent essayer un nouveau restaurant. Le restaurant a bénéficié de chroniques enthousiastes et ils décident d'appeler pour réserver.
Hello, Cloud's Restaurant.
I'd like to make a reservation for Monday night.
I'm sorry, we're closed Monday nights.
How about Sunday?
Sunday is fine. What time?
7:30.
How many people?
Two.
And your name?
Mike Moran.
Okay, Mr. Moran. That's 2 at 7:30 for this Sunday.
Chapitre 9. Joanne est finalement assise dans le restaurant rempli de monde et la serveuse est venue prendre sa commande.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'll be your server.
Hi, Sarah. Ready to order?
Yes, I'll have the poached salmon with rice.
That comes with soup or salad?
I'll take the salad.
And what kind of dressing for you?
Ranch.
Something to drink?
I'd like a glass of Chardonnay, please.
Okay, I'll be right back with some bread and your wine.
Chapitre 9. Godfrey est dans un restaurant fast-food et commande à déjeuner. La personne qui prend sa commande parle très vite. Godfrey ressent la pression, mais il veut savoir exactement ce qu'il est en train de commander. Et il prend le temps de poser des questions.
Next, what would you like?
I'll have a cheeseburger.
You want everything on that?
Everything? What's everything?
Mayonnaise, lettuce, tomatoes, onions and pickles.
No onions, please.
Anything else?
I'll have an orange soda.
What size? Small, medium or large?
Small, please.
For to go?
What? Excuse me?
For here or to go?
To go.
That's $5.85.
Chapitre 10. La vendeuse laisse Sophie regarder les vestes. Après quelques minutes, elle revient pour voir où en est sa cliente.
Are you finding everything okay?
I like this coat, but I can't find the size.
It's in the sleeve. This is a small.
I need a medium.
Here's a medium. Would you like to try it on?
Yes. Where are your dressing rooms?
They're over there, by the purses.
Chapitre 10. Sophie essaie une veste en laine de taille moyenne, mais elle est trop petite. Elle a besoin d'une autre taille.
This jacket is too small. Do you have a larger size?
I'm sorry, I don't have any larger sizes in that style.
What do you have in my size?
I have this leather jacket in a medium. Do you have something less expensive? This synthetic leather is less expensive and more casual. Okay, I'll try that.
Chapitre 10. Matt reçoit une chemise pour son anniversaire, mais elle ne correspond pas à son style. Il la rapporte au magasin, mais il n'a pas de reçu.
I'd like to return this shirt.
Do you have the receipt?
No, it was a gift.
Is there a problem with the shirt?
Well, it's just not my style.
With no receipt, I can only give you a store credit.
That's fine, thanks.
Chapitre 10. Pratiquez l'utilisation des pronoms et des propositions dans la conversation suivante entre une vendeuse et Matt, qui essaie des vêtements.
How do those pants fit?
They're too big for me.
Okay, give them to me. I'll get a smaller size for you.
Thanks. I need one size smaller.
How do they fit?
They're perfect. Where do I pay for them?
At the front register.
Chapitre 11. Jean appelle le musée d'histoire naturelle pour s'enquérir des horaires.
Natural History Museum, may I help you?
I need information about your hours.
We're open Tuesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
What about the weekends?
On Saturday and Sunday, the hours are noon to 4.
Is there an admission fee?
$5 for adults and $3 for children and seniors.
Thank you.
Chapitre 12. Henri vient d'arriver aux USA. Il est parvenu au guichet de l'immigration et il parle avec un agent de l'immigration.
May I see your passport?
Yes, sir. Here it is.
And your ticket. What's the purpose of your visit?
I've come on a student visa.
May I see your visa?
Here you are.
How long will you be staying in the United States?
2 months.
Okay. Please proceed to customs.
Chapitre 12. Voici une conversation entre un agent des transports et un usager.
What bus goes to Elder Street?
The number 5 bus.
Where do I catch the number 5 bus?
Take the number 27 bus to Lake Street and then transfer to the number 5.
Is there a more direct route to Elder Street?
Yes, you can take the commuter train to Elder.
Oh, where's the nearest train station?
1 block down this street.
Great, thanks.
Chapitre 12. Bernard se rend à une agence de voyage pour se renseigner au sujet d'un vol aller-retour de Los Angeles à New York.
I need a round-trip ticket to New York.
What are your dates of travel?
I want to leave April 3rd and return April 10th.
And where are you leaving from?
Los Angeles.
I can get you a non-stop from LA to New York LaGuardia Airport.
What's the fare?
$430 plus tax.
Okay, I'll take it.
Do you want a window or aisle seat?
Window, please.
Chapitre 12. Monique prévoit un voyage de Los Angeles à San Francisco. Elle s'informe auprès d'un ami de la distance et du temps nécessaire.
How far is it from Los Angeles to San Francisco?
About 400 miles.
How long does it take to get there?
About 1 hour by plane.
How about by car?
Around 6 to 8 hours, depending on the route you take.
What's the best route to take?
Oh, that depends. The coast route is more scenic, but Interstate 5 and Highway 101 are faster.
Chapitre 13. La conversation suivante vous fournit quelques expressions à utiliser quand vous visitez la maison de quelqu'un ou quand vous invitez quelqu'un chez vous. Louis rend visite à ses nouveaux amis, Ed et Portia.
Hello. Welcome. Please come in. What a lovely home you have.
Thank you.
Hi, Lois. We're glad you could come.
Thank you for inviting me.
May I take your coat?
Yes, thanks. Should I take off my shoes? If you like, but it's not necessary.
Please sit down. Would you like something to drink? Soda? Wine? Juice?
Thanks. I'll have a soda.
Chapitre 13. Devin habite une vieille maison qu'il loue. Tout commence à se dégrader
et il appelle son propriétaire, Monsieur James, pour expliquer ce qui arrive.
Hello, Mr. James.
Hi, Devin.
There are some problems with the house.
What kind of problems?
The bathroom faucet's dripping and the toilet isn't working right.
Is the hot or cold tap dripping?
The hot.
And what about the toilet?
Well, the water keeps running after I flush.
Chapitre 14. Amelia et Camille parlent ensemble au bureau.
Do you want to join me for lunch? Thanks, but I can't. I have to finish this report. Do you want me to bring you something? That's nice of you, but I brought my lunch. Have you even taken a break today? No time. I'll stop for lunch soon. Okay. Don't work too hard. Thanks.
Chapitre 14. Barry appelle son collègue Robert pour prévoir une réunion.
Hello, Robert. This is Barry.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm calling to set up a meeting to go over the proposal.
When would you like to meet?
Early next week. Are you free Monday or Tuesday?
I'm booked on Monday, but I'm free on Tuesday.
How about Tuesday at 10 a.m. in my office?
That's fine. I have us down for Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Chapitre 15. Joyce et Lynn sont des collègues qui font la connaissance l'une de l'autre. Elles se renseignent sur leurs passe-temps favoris respectifs.
What do you do in your spare time? I like to exercise, maybe go for a run or go dancing. What kind of dancing? Salsa is my favourite. What do you like to do? I do yoga and I like to paint. Do you like any sports? I play racquetball sometimes. Me too. I really like that game. Great! Want to play this weekend? Sure, but I warn you, I always win.
Chapitre 15. Laurie et Mark préparent un voyage à Lake Tahoe pour aller faire du ski.
I'm excited about our trip next month.
Me too. I can try out my new skis.
And I can wear my new snow boots.
We should stay in the lodge.
Oh, I'd love to. But it's kind of expensive.
Well, the price includes a ski lift ticket.
Good. And we don't need to rent ski equipment this time.
Right. Hey, I heard they opened 2 new slopes.
I hope they're beginner's slopes.
Chapitre 15. Ron et Nancy arrivent à un parc éloigné, espérant que le terrain de camping a de la place.
Hello, welcome to the park.
Do you have any campsites available?
Yes, for how many nights?
3, if possible.
Yes, we can do that. Please fill out this form.
And what's the fee?
$45 total, 15 per night.
Here you go.
Your campsite is number 52. This map will show you how to find it.
Are there shower facilities near the site?
Yes, about 200 yards away.
Perfect.
Here's a list of park rules. Please read them carefully.
Chapitre 16. En route pour aller travailler, Sam est témoin d'un accident de voiture. Il s'arrête et appelle le 911 pour demander de l'aide.
911 Center, what are you reporting?
There's an accident on northbound Route 17.
Where on Route 17?
Just after the East Lake turnoff.
And where are you calling from?
My cell phone.
Can you tell if there are injuries?
I think 2 or 3 people are hurt.
Are there any police or highway patrol there yet?
No, the accident just happened.
Okay, we're sending help now.
Chapitre 16. Rebecca va chez le docteur parce qu'elle s'est blessée en travaillant. L'infirmière lui fait subir différents contrôles et inscrit les résultats sur son dossier.
Let me take your temperature. Put this thermometer in your mouth. Now let me take your pulse. Okay, now let's listen to your heart. Normal temperature and good heart rate. Tell me what hurts.
My neck hurts on the right side and my right arm.
Can you raise your right arm?
Yes, but my shoulder hurts when I do.
Any back pain?
No, it's just my neck, upper arm and shoulder.
Okay, the doctor will be in shortly to examine you.
Chapitre 16. Liz se sent très mal. Elle est malade depuis une semaine et son état ne s'améliore pas. Elle va à une clinique sans rendez-vous pour voir un médecin.
Tell me how you're feeling.
Terrible. I have a bad headache and I'm hot and nauseous.
The nurse reports that you have a fever of 102.
I've felt this way for a week.
Any other symptoms?
Yes. My body aches and I'm a little dizzy.
Sounds like you may have the flu. Any coughing?
No, no coughing.
Okay. First, we need to get your fever down.